Okay, so you know how sometimes you just want to cut to the chase and really understand something without all the extra stuff?
Right.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing today. Oh. We're diving into a topic that I think you'll find really fascinating.
Sounds good.
It's all about how we can use fashion.
Oh, okay.
During the holidays.
Interesting.
To, like, express some pretty big feelings, you know?
Yeah, I get you.
Whether it's celebrating yourself, or maybe even, like, hinting at something more with someone special.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, so we're going beyond just, like, the typical what to wear to a holiday party.
Right.
We're talking about fashion with a purpose.
I love that.
And for this deep dive, we have a really unique perspective to explore.
Okay, tell me more.
It's from the Lookability Club stylist.
Interesting. So we're talking fashion and inclusivity.
Exactly.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So they've been reflecting on how fashion, particularly inclusive and adaptive fashion, can be this powerful way to communicate.
Powerful how?
Well, you know, those big sentiments like, marry me.
Oh. Or even marry me during holiday season.
Wow. Using fashion to propose, that's a bold move.
Right. It's definitely not your average stocking stuffer.
No kidding.
But that's what makes it so interesting.
It's definitely a fresh take.
So our mission today is to understand all the different ways that fashion can become like this really personal way to connect with someone.
Yeah.
Or even with yourself and express yourself, especially during the holidays.
And especially because the holidays can be such a loaded time for people.
So true. And, you know, everyone's needs and desires are so different.
Absolutely.
So let's jump right in. Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
This whole concept of marry me or marry me through fashion.
Yeah.
What really stood out to you from the stylist's reflections?
You know, it's really fascinating how intentional they are about using clothing as like a direct form of communication.
Right.
It makes you think about how often we might overlook the potential of our own wardrobe to really say something.
Yeah.
You know? I know it's true. We often just think of clothes as like covering our bodies, but they can be so much more.
Right. Exactly. Like the stylist is really approaching fashion as a way to make a statement.
Yeah. And that brings up a really important question.
What's that?
Does the fashion industry even offer enough options for everyone to be able to make those kinds of statements?
That's the key, isn't it? Like having access to the tools to actually express yourself.
Yeah. The stylist specifically talks about inclusive shoppers.
Right.
You know, people with disabilities who need adaptive clothing.
Of course.
Folks who identify as non-binary or LGBTQ+, who want styles that reflect who they are.
It's about being seen and represented, isn't it?
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, you know, how inclusive is the fashion world, really?
It's a really good question. And I think the stylist's point highlights that for some people, the journey to expressing themselves through fashion might start at a different point or take more effort.
Yeah, I totally agree. And what I admire about the stylist is that they're so proactive.
Okay. How so?
Well, they talk about going on this hunt.
A hunt?
Yeah, like a fashion hunt for cute and curvy outfits.
Okay.
And get this, it's for a 12-day fashion surprise.
12 days? Wow, that's dedication.
Right. It's for someone special in their life.
That's so sweet.
It's such a creative and thoughtful way to show love, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. It goes beyond just a typical gift, you know?
Yeah. What do you think that kind of effort says about the message they're trying to send?
I think it shows a deep level of care and thoughtfulness.
Yeah.
Like they're really invested in this relationship and want to create a special experience.
Yeah, it's like a series of moments, not just one grand gesture.
Right, exactly. And it's interesting because the stylist even acknowledges that marry me might not be the right message for everyone.
Oh, that's so true.
Or the timing might not be right.
Right. Not every relationship is at the same stage.
Yeah. So instead of that one big high pressure message, they have these alternatives.
I love that.
Like, marry me with fashion.
Okay, I'm listening.
Basically showing love and appreciation through giving amazing clothes.
That's so fun.
Or even flipping it to, let me marry you with fashion.
Okay, I like that.
It's more about celebrating and gifting the other person.
It takes the pressure off.
Exactly. And what's really beautiful is that the love and connection comes through regardless of the specifics.
That's so important, right? It's about the feeling behind it.
Absolutely.
So we've talked about romantic relationships, but what about those of us who might not be in one during the holidays?
Yeah, good point.
How does this whole idea of expressing yourself through fashion apply them?
Well, the stylist actually addresses that beautifully.
How so?
They talk about marry me as an act of self-love.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and prioritizing cozy alone time.
Especially during the holidays, which can feel very couple-centric.
It's like giving yourself permission to celebrate you.
Exactly. It's a reminder that the festive season can be a time for personal reflection and nurturing.
And taking care of yourself.
And to make that marry me to yourself even more personal. The stylist suggests creating a personalized marry me song for the 12 days.
A song? Wow, that's next level.
I know, right? It's like your own personal holiday anthem.
It's really cool because it speaks to individualization.
Yeah.
Not everyone celebrates the same holidays or in the same way.
Right.
So creating your own traditions, whether it's a song or a fashion choice, makes it more meaningful.
I totally agree. It's about making it your own.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about something that's clearly very important to the stylist.
Okay. What's that?
Adaptive fashion.
Yes, such an important topic.
They mentioned that they prefer adaptive clothing because they are differently abled. Mm-hmm. Can you explain a bit more about adaptive fashion for our listeners who might not be familiar with it?
Sure. So adaptive fashion refers to clothing that's designed with specific modifications.
Okay.
To make it easier for people with disabilities or other specific needs to dress and undress themselves comfortably and independently.
That makes sense.
So it might include things like magnetic closures instead of buttons.
Oh, that's clever.
Or Velcro fastenings, wider necklines, side openings.
Interesting.
Seams that are designed to avoid pressure points.
Oh, I see.
So it's really about combining style with functionality.
I love that.
It's about giving people more independence and helping them feel good about themselves.
And the stylist gives a really practical example.
What's that?
They talk about finding warm and cozy holiday sweaters at Tommy Hilfiger.
Okay, yeah.
Specifically from their adaptive line.
Nice.
As part of their 12 festive outfits.
I think it's great that mainstream brands like Tommy Hilfiger are offering adaptive options.
Me too.
It shows a growing awareness and inclusivity in the fashion industry.
Yeah, and it gives people more choices.
Absolutely. And it also helps normalize adaptive clothing.
Right. Like, it's not something to be hidden away. It's just another way to express your style.
Exactly. It's saying style and accessibility can go hand in hand.
And for our listeners who want to see what these options look like,
yeah,
the stylist was kind enough to provide the Tommy Hilfiger adaptive links for both women and men. We'll make sure those are easy for you to find in the show notes.
Great.
So how does the stylist go about finding all these amazing festive outfits?
Well, they talk about being really active in seeking inspiration.
Okay, so it's not just like random chance.
No, they're putting in the effort.
Yeah.
They mentioned observing mannequins.
Oh, interesting.
Paying attention to how diverse shoppers put outfits together,
mm-hmm.
both online and in physical stores.
So they're really paying attention.
They are. It's about being engaged with the fashion world and seeing what speaks to them.
It's like being an active participant, not just a passive consumer.
I love that.
And they have this amazing philosophy that I really connect with.
What's that?
If I like the style, it's mine.
Oh, I love that.
Doesn't matter what trends say or what the rules are.
That's so liberating.
Right. It's about what makes you feel good and confident.
Exactly. And when you own your style, that's true self-expression.
And you know who doesn't love the thrill of finding that perfect piece?
It's the best feel.
The stylist even mentions a red dress in a curvy size as a potential winner.
Oh, I can picture it.
You can just feel the excitement of that discovery.
Yeah, we've all been there. That feeling when you find something that just fits and makes you feel amazing.
And it's not just about treating yourself.
Right.
The stylist also talks about how fashion can spark connection and new experiences within a relationship.
Oh, this is where things get interesting.
Yeah, this is the adventurous side of fashion.
Tell me more.
Well, think about it. What we wear can really influence how we feel.
Yeah, definitely.
And that can inspire us to step outside our comfort zone.
I'm listening.
The stylist even mentions considering dyeing their hair.
Bold.
And exploring 50 Shades of Grey.
Okay, now we're talking.
It's about feeling fierce and fabulous.
I love it.
And letting that energy lead to new adventures with your partner.
It's like fashion is a catalyst for growth in a relationship.
Right. It's not just about the clothes themselves, but the feelings and interactions they can inspire.
That's a really powerful idea.
No, on a more serious note,
okay.
The stylist shares this tradition of wearing white t-shirts with pink ribbons with their friends
mm-hmm.
to remember loved ones lost to illnesses like cancer during the holidays.
That's beautiful.
It shows another side of fashion, right?
Definitely.
This ability to connect us through shared experiences and remembrance.
It's a visual representation of support and solidarity.
Exactly. And what's touching is that this gathering then transitions into private quality time with their partner.
Oh.
They're still wearing the t-shirt
mm-hmm.
while enjoying a glass of red wine or some homemade strawberry peach champagne.
That sounds lovely.
It shows how different parts of life can intertwine.
Right. Remembrance, friendship, romantic connection.
All connected by the simple act of wearing a t-shirt.
It's a powerful reminder that clothing can carry different meanings in different contexts.
And finally, after all the excitement of the 12 days of surprises,
yeah,
the stylist really emphasizes the importance of self-care.
So important.
Why do you think that's so crucial, especially after giving so much to someone else?
Well, because even though giving is rewarding, it can also be draining.
Right.
So prioritizing self-care helps you recharge and maintain your own well-being.
So you can keep giving without burning out.
Exactly. And the stylist mentions research on the benefits of alone time.
Yeah.
It's not selfish. It's essential.
Especially during a busy time like the holidays.
Absolutely.
And the self-care activities they suggest sound amazing.
Tell me.
Spa days, nature walks, massages, bubble baths.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up.
And they even talk about the simple joy of holiday shopping.
That retail therapy can be a real mood booster.
It's all about taking care of yourself so you can show up fully for others.
That's a great way to put it.
So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
what's the key takeaway you hope our listeners remember?
I think the biggest message is that fashion is so much more than just what we wear.
It's a way to express ourselves, connect with others, and create meaningful experiences.
Exactly. And it's about being intentional with our choices. Mm-hmm. Recognizing that clothing can be a powerful form of communication.
Absolutely.
So as you go about your day or plan your next special occasion,
yeah,
think about how you might use fashion in ways big or small, mm-hmm, to express yourself,
wow,
or prioritize your well-being.
I love that.
Go beyond just getting dressed and explore the real potential of your wardrobe.
That's a great challenge for our listeners.
It is. Let your clothes reflect who you truly are and what you value.
I think that's a perfect note to end on.
I agree. Thanks for having me on this deep dive. It's been fun.
It's been a pleasure talking with you as always.
Until next time.
Bye.